Pendengar sekalian, menarik siswa internasional untuk belajar di Australia merupakan sebuah bisnis yang besar. Menurut Biro Statistik Australia, pendidikan adalah industri ekspor ketiga terbesar Australia, di mana kontribusi siswa internasional memberikan penghasilan lebih dari 19 miliar dolar bagi ekonomi negara ini tahun lalu. Australia terkenal dengan visa pelajar yang fleksibel yang memungkinkan siswa luar negeri untuk bekerja selama masa studi mereka. Namun, skandal berprofil tinggi yang terjadi baru-baru ini telah menunjukkan kerentanan siswa internasional. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu. Saat ini terdapat sekitar 330 ribu orang siswa internasional yang belajar di Australia, dan jumlah itu semakin bertambah banyak. Sebuah laporan dari Departemen Imigrasi pada tahun 2015 menunjukkan sektor pendidikan internasional Australia mengalami pertumbuhan 8% dalam jumlah pemegang visa pelajar tahun lalu. Salah satu keuntungan kompetitif Australia memiliki kelebihan dari negara-negara seperti Inggris dan Kanada adalah hak bagi siswa untuk bekerja selama mereka belajar di Australia. Siswa internasional diperbolehkan bekerja hingga 40 jam per dua minggu selama masa semester sekolah dan dengan jumlah yang tak terbatas pada saat liburan sekolah. Siswa berhak untuk menerima hak-hak minimum dan kondisi di bawah standar ketenaga kerjaan nasional termasuk cuti tahunan, hari libur umum, dan maksimum jam kerja mingguan. Namun beberapa pengusaha yang tidak bermoral telah mengeksploitasi siswa yang rentan. Nina Kairina, ketua dari Dewan Mahasiswa Internasional Australia atau CISA, badan tertinggi nasional untuk mahasiswa asing, menjelaskan beberapa praktek kerja umum yang ilegal.
Some examples include working without an employment contract or not offering a payslip, students not receiving a safe work practice, or students have been asked to perform duties. On top of that, as well as the most common perhaps is students not being paid the minimum wage.
Direktur dari Anti-Slavery Australia, Profesor Jennifer Byrne, mengatakan tingginya biaya hidup di Australia sering memaksa para siswa untuk dieksploitasi di tempat kerja mereka.
Sometimes students just are in such a situation of financial vulnerability that they are really relying on whatever work it is that they can find, and that they do agree to work for substandard working payments or conditions because they desperately need money.
Anti-Slavery Australia menyediakan penasihatan hukum bagi mahasiswa yang dieksploitasi.
Sometimes people are prohibited from talking to others freely at work. They're not paid properly. They're paid substantially differently from other people in the same place. And we've also seen cases of where international students believe that they have a very large debt that they have to pay back. Sometimes there's been deception involved, and sometimes personal documents such as passports are confiscated by an unscrupulous employer. In all these situations, there may be forced labour in Australia.
Profesor Byrne mengatakan salah satu pelanggar yang terburuk adalah perusahaan 7-Eleven, pertokoan berantai yang terbesar di negara ini. Sebuah penyelidikan gabungan, penyelidik Fairfax Four Corners 2015, menyatakan hampir 2/3 toko 7-Eleven melakukan praktek pekerjaan ilegal dengan banyak stafnya yang dibayar di bawah upah minimum nasional.
To date, I'm not aware of any cases where the level of exploitation was so severe that there could be forced labour. That isn't to say it doesn't happen, and you know, I would encourage any person who is fearful that they may be operating in such a coercive environment to reach out. Grave exploitation in Australia might be forced labour, and that can be punishable on conviction for a period of 7 or 9 years or even more in some circumstances. These are very serious forms of labour exploitation.
Diberitakan bahwa kasus 7-Eleven hanyalah ujung dari masalah pengeksploitasi gaji yang jauh lebih besar. United Voice, perwakilan dari sebuah trade union yang mewakili lebih dari 120 ribu pekerja, baru-baru ini melakukan sebuah survei yang melibatkan lebih dari 200 orang pelajar internasional. Penyelidikan itu menemukan 60% penghasilan dari para siswa itu lebih rendah dari gaji upah minimum nasional, dan bahwa 25% dari jumlah itu hanya digaji maksimum $10 per jam. Fair Work Ombudsman adalah badan pengawas pemerintah yang bertujuan untuk memastikan majikan mematuhi undang-undang pekerjaan yang adil. Kerry Trundle dari Fair Work mengatakan, siswa internasional memiliki perlindungan yang sama seperti semua pekerja di Australia di bawah undang-undang pekerjaan yang adil dan berhak menerima upah minimum nasional 17,28 sen per jam.
So when someone comes to us to seek assistance, we will make an assessment as to what is the best way to assist that worker. And that may be through alternative dispute resolution, such as mediation. It may be through providing education. It may be through assisting someone to take an assisted small claims matter. Or the matter may come to the overseas workers team where a full investigation is conducted and an enforcement outcome may result at the end of that investigation.
Ia mengatakan mereka memastikan para siswa itu tidak dikenakan sanksi jika mereka melaporkan masalah itu.
We encourage anyone with information or evidence of exploitation to contact us. And if it does come to our attention that workers may have breached visa conditions, we use discretion in referring matters to the Department of Immigration. And we certainly work with the department to try and ensure that workers who are actively assisting us with investigations are not penalized in regards to their visas.
Nina Kairina dari CISA mengatakan bahwa banyak siswa tetap bungkam tentang kondisi tempat kerja mereka.
Students, first of all, are not sure where to go to. A lot of the advisors that we asked actually had expressed the fear of their international students not wanting to report to them because they think the university is going to report to the immigration and cancel their visa if they choose to expose themselves.
Kairina juga mengatakan bahwa pihak pekerja dan majikan perlu lebih banyak mendapatkan penyuluhan tentang praktek bekerja yang adil.
The missing link here or something that Australian government needs to work more is addressing the employers who are exploiting these students. So instead of focusing more and more resources to students, which is equally crucial, employers need to be educated or need to be briefed, and more stricter regulation should be in place to address this issue.
Professor Jennifer Byrne percaya banyak siswa internasional yang bekerja mendapat masalah karena mereka tidak memahami sistem hukum hak bekerja mereka dan kondisi visa Australia.
It's clear that many students don't know how to find out information about their work entitlements and even their pay rate. They don't know about the requirements that work should be supported by a pay slip. There are many breaches of workplace law. But, you know, connecting more and being more willing to ask questions about these kinds of entitlements is very important.
Tempat yang baik untuk memulai adalah situs Fair Work Ombudsman yang memberikan informasi tentang kondisi gaji dan hak bekerja dalam 26 bahasa. Kerry Trundle mengatakan pekerja siswa internasional harus mengenali situasi tempat kerja mereka.
Keep a record of the hours you're working. Know who you're working for. Ask for your pay slip so you can check it. Definitely keep a record of the hours that you're working because that assists you in knowing whether you're being paid for all the hours that you're working.
Nina Kairina dari CISA percaya bahwa kasus 7-Eleven dapat menyebabkan dampak buruk terhadap industri edukasi dan ekspor Australia.
Australia should not wait for another high-profile case to be exposed. At risk of international students perhaps choosing another country. More and more countries are looking towards increasing the number of international students, and really student experience should be at the topmost priority for Australia right now if they do not want to lose out and getting the number of international students.
Jika Anda mengkhawatirkan tentang kondisi pekerjaan, simaklah situs Fair Work di www.fairwork.gov.au. Anda juga dapat meminta layanan penerjemah dan interpreter pada nomor 131450.